Good morning. If you see a guy riding a bicycle on the streets of Chicago pulling a wagon loaded with honey, it's probably this guy.
My name is Michael Thompson. I'm one of the founders of the Chicago Honey Co-op.
He and other members of the co-op have been selling fresh local honey at the Green City Market in Lincoln Park for 14 years and at the Logan Square Farmers Market too, and it is all Chicago's very own.
All of our hives exist in the city limits of Chicago. The honey we have today at market is from 51st and Racine on the south side.
Of course, I want to ask him how many times he's been stung, but first, let's hear something about the co-op.
The co-op is comprised of people who love beekeeping. Some of them are beekeepers, not all of them, but they're all people who want to support us. The product that we produce is such high quality that we've been able to continue this business for all these years.
And the honeybees love Chicago.
In fact, this is probably one of the greatest places on earth to raise honeybees because of the length of day and the great soils and what will grow here. Everything will grow here. The honey that we're selling today is a mixture, mostly, of white sweet clover and linden trees. Those two things bloom at the same time, and the bees go to those and make the finest honey.
ChicagoHoneyCoop.com is where you can find out more, including how to become a beekeeper, or how you can own a hive and let someone else do the beekeeping, or what to do when a swarm shows up on your property. Okay, Michael, how often do you get stung?
Sometimes I don't get stung for 4 weeks, and then I get stung 4 times in 1 day. And yes, it always hurts.
Ouch. While I was working on the story, I was surprised to find that some people I know are beekeepers. Our good friend Roy Spencer from Permaseal has a few hives, and Liam Ford, a longtime editor at the Tribune, has a couple of hives in this city. A quiet day at the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. Corn and wheat were down slightly from last week's highs. Beans were 3 cents higher. From the farm to your belly, a reminder this is National Panini Month. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.